Let's talk about the general manager job for the Chicago Cubs. It just seems as if they're talking about the best guys you can get, and then comes the reality of the thing where who can you really get? Who really wants the job? How do you go about doing this thing? Are they going to get a so-called big-name guy, Peter? Are you hearing them willing to spend the money that it would take to bring a Friedman, a Cashman, one of those guys?
Well, the problem that you're going to have, I think they're certainly willing to spend the money. The question is Brian Cashman and his wife going to leave New York? There's no question he's interested in the job, but interest and leaving are two different things. And I'm not sure that he would leave. I mean, there are times when he gets frustrated sometimes when Randy Levine and a couple of other people interfere. But by and large, I mean, he likes Hal Steinbrenner a lot. His wife is from New York. I mean, that's an issue. I don't think Theo Epstein can get out of the last year of his contract. I mean, somebody said, well, they could name him club president. Nah, I think his contract is too tight. If this were next year, I think he very well might consider it, but it's not. Andrew Friedman, I think, is going to get a piece of ownership. He's built a new house on the water there off of St. Pete. And he's very close to Stuart Sternberg, the owner. And while it certainly would be intriguing, I don't think he'll leave because of that, getting a piece of ownership, which is why Billy Beane's an owner of the A's.
Yeah.
I just don't see Billy leaving. I think it's hard finding, you know, this is no reflection on the Cubs' job, because the Cubs' job may be the best general manager's job in baseball. And the fact that Jim Henry was fired on July 22nd and so respected the owner, Tom, that he stayed around and went through the trading deadline and went through the draft signing period, which is hell, and actually went to North Carolina and got Dylan Maples done. I mean, that speaks further volumes about how good a job it is, because the perception is that the owner is a terrific guy to work for. I think one name that kind of gets bypassed that I think would be really interesting is Larry Beinfest in Florida. He is really good, and you know, there comes a point, even though they're moving into the new stadium and everything, it just comes a point where the hassles between ownership and players wears you down. It'll be very interesting. I think Larry would love to talk to Tom Ricketts about this job.
Well, there's one name, Peter, I was going to ask you. Who's in that next, you know, if you can't, your dream list isn't possible or feasible because of, you said that a lot of these guys are getting, either have ownership percentages or going to get that. Who's in that next group? Is it the Ned Colettis of the world, or does Tom want a younger guy, you know, someone who hasn't been around the game as long as Ned?
Well, I got the impression that he's looking for someone for 10 or 12 years. And if that's the case, it's really hard if you don't get somebody really young, like Cashman, Epstein, or Andrew Friedman. It's hard to get somebody for a long period of time. I think one thing is very important. I think that whoever he gets is going to have tremendous experience in terms of scouting and development. And also, you've got to know that this guy is really good at delegating authority, because the only way organizations function over a long period of time is the delegation of duties. And I think that's one of the things that is so underrated about Dave Dombrowski, is that he has Al Avila, who's really good. He has in David Chad, one of the best scouting directors in the game. And he delegates authority to them. And then when it comes time for big decisions, he makes them. But, I mean, I think David's track record is terrific. I mean, the fact that this is the sixth year since he hired Jim Leland, and it's the sixth greatest attendance years in the history of the Detroit Tigers in a city which is now smaller than Columbus, Ohio, is absolutely remarkable. But I think, you know, then you look at the guys that haven't yet, or Josh Burns is another. I mean, you look at most of those guys that are now in Arizona and the Miracles. Well, they're almost all, they're almost all acquired, like Ian Kennedy, or signed by the Josh Burns administration. So, I mean, he's certainly an intriguing guy. He's a brilliant guy. And I think then you have the next category of guys who haven't yet been general managers, but are considered the rising stars. I mean, that's Rick Hahn and Ben Sherrington from the Red Sox. I think they're the kind of the guys that people look at and say, wow, I mean, they're the next group. And I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I think that their track records, okay, they haven't been the number one guys, but at the same time, they have such cachets through the industry that I don't think it would be any problem to bring them in and then further surround, let them go, bring in other people around them. And I think, you know, I think a lot of people would come in and say, I want the Wilken there. I want him as my scouting director because he has such a reputation in the game. And then maybe have a guy in the office. But, I mean, you know, I don't think you're going to see a bomb drop and everybody in the Cubs organization moving on.